It is now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your Bible questions. Our subject for this program is Thy Will Be Done, the hope for the future of the human family is as bright as the promises of God. I know that you are a man of prayer. I also know that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples a prayer that has been offered by millions of people. It starts, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth even as it is in heaven. It is the words, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, that I am especially interested in, and upon which I will ask some questions. But first, may I tell our listeners that the Frank and Ernest program is heard internationally and is brought to them by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with many Bible study groups and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. But now, Frank, the expression of our prayer, thy kingdom come, that is a thrilling prospect for us all.
Yes, it is, Russell. However, it is followed by a qualifying clause.
You mean the statement, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. But how does this qualify our prayer?
Well, this indicates, you see, that God does not intend to give us all good things which our hearts may crave, but only blessings which are in harmony with his will.
Of course, we know that that is true enough, Frank, but surely he wants us to pray for his will to be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. We do not know, of course, all the ways in which God's will is done in heaven, but surely the evils which now exist on earth do not plague the lives of those who live in heaven.
True enough, Russell. We think of heaven as a place of tranquility and peace.
Then it would be proper for us to pray for peace.
Certainly. Indeed, we could not pray for God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven without praying for peace. For the only answer in which God has promised to bring lasting peace is to the nations is through answering our prayer, thy kingdom come.
Frank, didn't the prophet Isaiah write concerning that kingdom when he said, of the increase of the Lord's government and peace there shall be no end?
That's right. And the prophet David wrote that God is to make wars to cease unto the ends of the earth, and that he will destroy all the chariots of war. But today he would have said atom bombs and hydrogen bombs and nuclear missiles, that they would be destroyed rather than chariots. It's a wonderful promise, and one which will literally come true when God answers our prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven.
And here is another thing, Frank. There is no death in heaven, is there?
No.
Well, now if God's will is to be done in earth as it is in heaven, would that mean that human beings will no longer get sick and die?
That's exactly what it means, Russell.
Well, well.
Sickness and death have resulted from the sin of our first parents and are among the evils which God has promised to destroy.
Is it proper then to pray for health, May we ask God to save the lives of those whom we love?
Oh, certainly, but always with the understanding that we want the Lord's will to be done, and with the knowledge that it may not be His will to grant health and life to those for whom we pray until these blessings are made available to all mankind during the 1,000 years of Christ's kingdom.
You know, Frank, it's wonderful that God's love has made provision to give health and life to the whole suffering world. That is, to everyone.
Not merely to our loved ones. The prophet Isaiah wrote concerning God's kingdom that the people then shall not say, "I am sick."
But sickness today touches everyone.
Very true, but Christ's kingdom will change that. The apostle John wrote that there shall be no more death. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Frank, thank you for this larger picture of God's love. The provision the Creator has made to give these blessings to all, that is, to everyone who seeks them through humility and obedience during the time of Christ's kingdom.
And Russell, how much better that will be for all concerned. How much more unselfish it is to pray that God will heal all the sick and keep all the people from dying. And this is just what we ask for when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven."
Frank, the provisions God has made for His creatures are always much better, it seems to me, than those things which we conceive of in our own minds.
Yes, Russell, and that is even more true than you may think. For example, we pray for help. We pray for protection. We pray for peace. But who has ever thought of praying that their beloved dead be restored to them?
No, I haven't, but what do you mean by that?
Just what I said. God, in His plan, has promised to restore the dead to life. How many parents, for example, have been heartbroken over the loss of a child? One of these is referred to by Jeremiah, and the prophet wrote, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted." Then the prophet, addressing the mother, says, "Refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy."
And we are to understand that the land of the enemy that is mentioned by the prophet is the land of death?
That's right. Death is man's greatest enemy, and it is God's plan to restore to life all who are in death.
When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are also, then, praying for the resurrection of the dead.
That is correct, for it will be during the 1,000 years of Christ's kingdom that all who are in their graves shall hear His voice calling them forth from the death condition.
But Frank, you are sure that all these blessings which the Lord has promised will come to the people right here on the earth rather than when they go to heaven?
Oh yes, Russell, it is just this that the Lord's Prayer emphasizes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth.
Certainly it's odd that millions of people repeat that prayer, yet give so little thought as to what the answer to it will really mean in the way of blessings for the human race. Yet there's no escaping that the prayer does ask God to establish a kingdom right here on the earth. I can't get away from that. A kingdom which will cause His will to be done here on earth, even as it is now done in heaven.
Too often, Russell, we overlook the simple truths of the Bible.
Yes, just the same, Frank. You have mentioned that the Bible says something about a heavenly reward for the followers of Jesus.
That is true, Russell. Those who follow Jesus during this present age will share His heavenly home. They will also reign with Him and will share in bestowing kingdom blessings upon the human race in the millennial age. Keep in mind the difference between those who reign with Christ in His kingdom and the subjects who receive the blessings of that kingdom.
Thank you very much. Surely God's ways are wonderful. I certainly wish everyone could have these thoughts on prayer.
Well, they can, for all they need to do is to ask for the little booklet entitled, How God Answers Prayer. Russell, invite our friends to send for a free copy, please.
Yes, Frank, I will. A copy of How God Answers Prayer will be sent free by our sponsors to all of you who ask. And friends, you should read this little book. I have been glancing through it, and here are some of the points which it discusses. How can we be sure that God will answer our prayers? What is the divine purpose of prayer? Will God answer the prayer of a mother who asks for her child to be restored to health? What assurance do we have that God will answer our prayers for peace in the world? These questions suggest but a few of the interesting points discussed in How God Answers Prayer. Its enlightening pages bear a message of understanding and hope, and we invite you to send today for your free copy. The address is Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. I repeat the address. Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Simply ask for the book on prayer, or just the one word prayer is all that you need to put on a card or a letter, and it will be mailed to you free and without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.